DW. Good afternoon.
How you been doing today?
Right away at the work stuff. Got something really special. I guess it's a good thing to do while it's a rainy day out there.
Kind of a nasty, cold, dreary day up here.
Where are you at right now? Are you at home? Are you on the road? I think you said mobile.
But I'm close to the house. I'm in the community where I live, Penrose.
Okay. You feeling better these days? Getting back on top of things?
Doing good. Went back to work last week. Started a new job.
I know you left at this thing, the Matco World. What are you doing nowadays?
Genius, I don't get run over here by somebody who don't know the right of way.
Okay, so you're I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last transmission.
Break. Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar.
Contact?
I'm not sure if I didn't catch either one of your contact information, but the voice sounds kind of familiar on the other end there. This is Tal.
4ZEW, you said the Boy Scouts have the frequency in you?
For a second there, it sounded like it was Shane up there in Pisgah Forest area.
No. Is Shane the one? He's not the one that works up at the Cradle of Forestry. It seems like that's someone else, but I could be wrong.
Anyway, I'm getting ready to be up in that area in a couple of days for Thanksgiving with family. Shane, for the life of me, I can't remember his call sign at the moment. Anyway, this is Tao, Tango Alpha Lima, Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
This is KO4ZEW, Ben, as in Benjamin, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. I'm down here in Malden right now.
Yeah, I was referring to the person you were speaking to. I could have sworn it was Shane. It sounded like his voice a little bit. There's a couple of people up here with his similar voice.
I think it was Patrick, KO4HKX. But I'll have to see if he'll come back or if he's, I know he's mobile right now. And I don't know if he's in a dead zone or not. I haven't heard him in a couple of minutes here.
Patrick, I'm sorry. Shane do sound kind of similar. If you're listening, KO4HKX. I'm sorry. Yes, they do sound kind of similar. And they're both up in the same area, if I'm not mistaken. I know Patrick's up there in Pisgah Forest area.
Oh, and it is Patrick, and I'm in the Penrose Pisgah Forest area, yes.
Forgive me for getting you two confused whenever y'all come on the radio, because y'all do sound a lot alike.
Give you this time.
For that. Anyway, yes, I'll be up in that general area of Thanksgiving Day. And I hope y'all have good plans for Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. I just wanted to check in and say hello because I recognize a voice that I know. Sorry, I didn't recognize which one exactly it was.
But I have destinated. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. So if I don't talk to y'all again, have a great Thanksgiving. And this is KO4HKX. And I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, and I'll be the same. I'm sorry, I was monitoring, and I did not mean to interrupt your conversation. But I'll be 7-3-2. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar.
For the EW, we're just rag two, and so I'm going to monitor for a little while, and I got a meeting at 5 p.m., so I'm going to kind of take it easy until then, because it's an hour and a half meeting.
And I got a pool tournament tonight to go to, pool league, not pool tournament, but league to go to, so I'll be 7-3-2, awesome. Have a good night, y'all.
enjoy that. And Patrick, I'll catch you around the horn. And have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring.
This is on the radio. KR4FNC. Just making a comment.
Radio's made everybody sound southern, or is that just me?
I don't know, because I definitely got, I thought I had a unique southern voice myself.
Then I am absolutely unique. Not the voices, I don't know.
Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar Tango Alpha Lima Tau is going to be standing by.
This KR 4 FNC Franklin November Charlie.
That's correct. Yeah. Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot November Charlie.
I happen to be in front of a computer because that's what I work on, and just look you up just to see if I had it right. So I don't think I've talked to you before. Looks like you're out of Simpsonville and I'm out of Malden, so we're not far apart.
Far apart at all. You know, I'm just up here in the Five Forks area. Stepped out, got in the car, and was up picking up some groceries before the Thanksgiving Day event.
Okay, I'm in the Moonville area, so we're all close by.
So, not quite simplex range, but certainly the same area. I did the same on my lunch break today. I went ahead and did my grocery shopping, because I'm hoping to not have to go to a grocery store for the next 2 or 3 days.
I'm looking for Dave, KB2HXS. I'm trying to figure out when he's going to be playing next at any one of the local places that I go to listen to live music.
I'm not sure. We have a couple of Daves, and is he the one that also plays tennis, or is that a different Dave?
That's a different Dave, but this one here, he actually plays music. So I think he's a guitar player, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he's definitely a guitar player. But, yeah, I was looking for him, KB2HXS. That's okay. Anyway, I'm going to step back out of here. Sorry, I jumped back in just because y'all are, like, within 15 minutes of me, each of you.
Time, it'd be good to see just how far out I reach on Simplex.
Hey, and it's nice to hear Patrick when he's like an hour and some change away from me, which is up there where none of my family is.
Beauty of the repeater. Yeah. That repeater's got about a 45-mile range radius, and you're on one side of it and they're on the other. You got 90 miles that you're covering. That's pretty good.
I've actually had somebody reach the repeater on their mobile. I guess they probably had a 100-watt radio that actually reached us from Charlotte at one point in time.
I did actually talk to a guy. He was doing POTA on Crowder's Mountain up near Charlotte, and he was doing it on 146.520, which I thought was pretty brilliant. I don't know if he had a Yagi, but I caught him down here in Simpsonville and made a full QSO with him. And that was 520 Simplex.
She's pretty cool. Like I said, I'm going to step back out of here. I need to finish up what I'm doing here, where I'm at, and I'm getting ready to go shoot in my pool league. So I'm going to be 7-3, Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
Keep your balls in the pocket, and yeah, have a good evening. This is KR4FNC. I've got to be standing by.
KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring, and we'll see if anyone else joins the party.
The interesting thing on the distance I'm getting out is I'm on a kid radio 10-watt handheld. but it's connected to my magnetic mount mobile antenna. And that mobile antenna really seems to reach out there.
Sight is everything when it comes to VHF, UHF. I mean, that's how we can work satellites on 5 watts, and they're 250 miles up in low Earth orbit. So it's, yeah, it can be, especially if you're on a TID with an external mag mount, I think you said. Yeah, you can do pretty good with, 5, 10 watts?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, they get me up there for the nightly check-in. And so I'm reaching all the way up to Caesar's Head with no problem with that one.
My house, there's a public park, and in this the public park, there's a little playground tower. And some nights I'll go up on the playground tower, and I'll hang an external, it's a antenna I made out of coax, about 5 feet long. I'll hang it from the playground tower, and I'll check in with an HT from Marlin up in Caesar's Head. I've also checked into Spartanburg and Anderson running out of Sassafras Mountain. So the little tower is about 15 feet tall, but it gets me over tree line, and it's pretty impressive how far it'll go.
Station break. Again, the one that says on the HT, you definitely tell you're on an HT. But with this mobile that I got, I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, I've actually talked to somebody that was in Raleigh, North Carolina, on this particular repeater. So I'm assuming he's got a pretty tall tower and pretty high watt radio, probably base station.
Well, if this is on the SC Hart network, you might be able to connect up to one of the repeaters there, and then now you got statewide broadcasting on the weekend. So not too bad on that one.
It's close to where I grew up at in eastern North Carolina. It's actually mid-North Carolina, but still, I actually talked to him, and he was a little bit less staticky than you, but he was still staticky, but he was talking to me on his base station, and it was not, it was Echolink, I think, it was not that, so.
Yeah, sometimes if they're on the base station, and they've got a Yagi or a Beam,
I'm on the ICOM 2730.
ICOM, but I guess I've got to be. Yeah, just about a month ago got the, since the government reopened, now my general license is totally activated, so I'm feeling really good about that. I don't have to do the / AG on it. But now I got that, I can go down to the HF band, but I need a different radio to do that.
I think you said you operate off of 5 watts. If there's some way you can go up a little higher, you can probably hear you a little bit better. There's a lot of white noise, and you're very low.
See, the CID radio I'm on is a 10 water, and it's already pushing high power now. So can't push it up anymore at this point.
Roger that, but I can still hear you, but there's a lot of white noise and you're very low.
Because I don't do like a lot of amateurs do and try and swallow the microphone. I keep it a few inches away from the face so it gets good clarity on it. But I am on mobile and sitting in a parking lot, so I'm not really moving anywhere. But yeah, I've noticed the overall tone of the conversation has kind of scratched up a little bit, so it could be atmospheric things.
I've got quite a few Baofengs, believe it or not, little cheap Baofengs that I started out on, and then I decided to upgrade a little bit. But I use them, and I can listen to them all day long and hear everything clearly, just about everything clearly, which I probably should get another diamond antenna just for that. But, oh, well. I can still hear it, but, oh, well.
A whole bunch of those bell things. I got two of the bell thing BF8 into 8-1. They're pretty good for most things. In fact, I've checked in on the net with them. I've got a ball fang DM. I've hardly played with DMRS.
A bunch of the cheap ones that you can buy for like $35, $40, whatever, and you get two for like $50. Which is what, like I said, what I started out on, and then I decided to upgrade to an actual mobile, not just the HT, but the mobile. And since then, I've been happy with it, and I can monitor other, because obviously I've got the dual band here with the ICOM, but I can monitor other stations as well with the Baofeng, which is what I basically do. But I was told by my element on that antenna, you will burn it up, which I think I've already burned one of them up. But I just monitor. He said you monitor all day long, but you do not transmit. You will burn it up. Which, like I said, I did. I think I burned one of them up.
You know, most of the time I'm just on the NAGA 771s, and which is the 18-inch floppy antenna, and they actually do pretty good. But I have hooked it up to the Nelson roll-up indoor antenna, and it seems to do pretty good on that one as well. Kind of interesting. Looking to see if I can find one of those handheld Yagis that a friend of mine has. You roll up somewhere, you put it together, and now you got a handheld Yagi that you can point around to and get pretty good reception and get out a little bit.
Yeah, but when I first got into this, I think I spent like $20 on an antenna, little like 12-inch antennas and stuff for my bow things where I could actually maybe try to get a signal. And he put it on, I can't remember what you call it anyway. It's what the signal is and whether it was going to burn your radio up or not. And he said, don't do that. So I think I might end up putting this little bow thing on another diamond. The diamond thing is great. 38, 39, 34. I love this antenna. Actually, I'm about to purchase probably another just for this one.
Cutting to the range there, getting real, real scratchy and hard to hear you at this point in time. But I got a battery indicator telling me that I'm on low voltage. So I'm going to cut it off. This is KR4FNC. My name is Rick in Simpsonville. And, I'll catch you later. I'll be clear on your final.
Rick in Simpsonville. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar. Tau is the name. Tango Alpha Lima. And I'm going to be clear, too. I meant to back out of this conversation a long time ago so I could finish what I was doing, but it kind of got interesting. So. Just so you know, I'm a get ready to play my pool league tonight, so wish me luck. God bless. Good talk to you.
Hey, good luck on your pool game.